Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We've been hearing a lot about respiratory issues as a result of vaping, especially kids and teens being hospitalized. What have you heard as far as these matters?
Well, first of all, it's concerning, but it's interesting because as these investigations have been reported by the departments of health in these different states, it seems clear that these were adulterated THC cartridges, really nothing to have to do with nicotine e-liquid. It was confirmed by California, Indiana, and I just read, I believe, Minnesota as well. This kind of makes a little bit of sense to me because THC in most of those states, except California, is an illegal product. And so they're bought on the street. Whereas, you know, e-cigarettes and nicotine e-liquid has been on the market for at least 12 years here in the United States, and you've never heard of anything like that. So
those issues there, how does that differ from, say, the vaping issues with the water-based vapors that you sell here in New York?
Well, the big difference is the fact that e-liquid is water-based. There's no oils in it. Another very big difference is the fact that we have general manufacturing standards today, whereas most liquid that's purchased, say, in a vape shop is going to be from an ISO lab with testing that has been done. So what I've seen in the warnings from these different departments of health around the country is in places where, like in California, where THC is legal to purchase, to make sure that it's purchased from a licensed dispensary, because you know, when you're buying something commercially that way, it's tested. When you're buying anything on the street, it's not tested. You know, this is one of the major reasons why we fight against flavor bans as well on e-liquid for e-cigarettes, is because you know, once prohibition happens, you know, I wasn't around, but as we know in the 20s, what happens is there's a huge illicit market that springs up. And with that, there's no licensing. There's no general manufacturing standards. There's no IDing, for that matter, for youth. So this should actually be a cautionary tale to the people who want to prohibit these kinds of products, because there's no standards. And you have to worry about, I mean, one article that I read said that these THC cartridges were laced with rat poison. And I'm sure you're not going to get something laced with rat poison in a dispensary that's licensed.
There are claims that those flavored flavors of vapes are geared, marketed toward younger people, teenagers, kids. I know that I go to the vaping store and I see signs that say 18 and up only. How do you do your part to avoid e-cigarettes getting into the hands of those underage?
Well, that's a very good question. We've worked very hard with the governor's office in the state of New York and have advocated for some very stringent rules. Our members were the ones that came up with a lot of this. For example, we believe that there should be physical ID scanners at the point of sale, no matter who sells a vapor product. In April, as part of the governor's budget bill, what was passed is a three strikes, you're out rule. We have asked for separate licensing for for vapor products separate from tobacco because they are different products. And because we want, as part of the licensing, education for all employees that sell these products. So this three strikes, you're out rule is probably the toughest in the nation. What it means is, and they increased the fines as well. So what it means is if you are, you know, they're say, for example, the health department comes to your store and you're stung for selling to a minor, the first infraction is, I believe, $5,000. The second is $10,000 with a 6-month suspension of your license. And the third time it happens, not only do you lose your license, but you can't even sell your business to a relative. It has to be an arm's length sale, because what we see a lot of times is people who are the bad players in the industry that are stung quite often, whether it's tobacco, alcohol, whatever, they just transfer their businesses to their brother or their uncle and they continue on. So this way it's going to put an end to that. We also have proposed very strict marketing guidelines for packaging. We don't like to see cartoons on labels, and we think that that should not be sold anywhere. We believe that there should also be mandatory age verification software if anything is purchased online. Something that, by the way, eBay and Amazon do not have and do not patrol. So, you know, we've brought a lot of these issues. There's the state of New York passed a Tobacco 21 law, which will go into effect in November. And also, we're going to be taxed at retail of 20%, which is quite high, but that money is going to be going towards enforcement and education. So, you know, these are things that we feel comfortable about.
What advice do you give to teens and kids who are thinking about vaping?
Well, I tell them that especially if they've never smoked, do not use nicotine products. We don't want anybody, you know, as kids ourselves, I was personally 13 years old when I started smoking, 10 years smoke-free thanks to vaping. But we were hooked as kids, and we don't want to see another generation grow up to be hooked. But I will also say this. If you're an adult smoker, vaping has been proven to be twice as successful as any other nicotine replacement therapy on the market today. And, you know, if you want to find a way to get off cigarettes, try vaping. And the flavors are what helps make it work so well, because the flavors help people who have been addicted to tobacco for many, many years disassociate from the smell and the taste of it. So without flavors, the success rate for vaping probably wouldn't be as good. In fact, I could guarantee it wouldn't be as good. So teens, stay away. It's for old smokers.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.